Hey, this is Jay. You're listening to... Hey, can I get some T-Pain on my shit? No? But you guys have been doing this for years. Like, why can't I get some auto-tune? Oh, really? Okay, cool. So, no fucking T-Pain. Oh, that's great. You guys are running a fucking shit show here. Just listen to it. It's fucking casually lit.
If you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.
Hold that, Ramsey released a virus in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
God bless. What's up, this is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
Ramsey's from Game of Thrones, for those of you that just started listening. Jeff, a bad for you if you did, and you're like, didn't get to hear all the... Shoot. What was I saying with the Jon Snow? We were all the Jon Snow thing.
McQueen.
McQueen. Bring that back.
Michael's favorite drinking game.
Yep. Oh, God, yeah. He did not like that, did he? That's when he quit listening.
McQueen.
I believe that was the last time we got casually late. It was right after that. Anyways, yeah, no, we're coming at you live in Tarrant County, right about 8 miles from where the first case of the coronavirus.
Patient zero.
Yep. Was found in Texas. We all going to die. It sucks. It's kind of messing everything up now.
Yeah, like it's messing everything up.
Yeah, the news is like just spiraling. Did you see the E3 stuff, Chris?
Yes, I did. Pretty sad to hear about that, but we're still going to get the trailers and all that stuff like that. They're probably just going to...
Sprinkled out. Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
Wait, the coronavirus doesn't spread through the Ethernet?
No, thank God. It's airborne, though. Which I think is weird, because I'm like, people are like, oh, wash your hands. But I'm like, these fools aren't touching each other and they're getting this virus, supposedly. So that means it's airborne. And if you watch Outbreak, which I've studied the movie Outbreak for this situation today.
With the monkey?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see, like, if you videotaped a person for 15, 20 minutes and then logged how many times they touched their face.
37.
Yeah.
So... that's part of it.
Can the virus go from my beard to my mouth?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Especially if you lick your lips.
Nope, shaving off the beards.
Yeah, someone came to work and was like, hey, they said you all need to shave your beards. And I was like, who? I choose death.
Seriously?
I choose death. I choose death. I will die with this beard.
Should have told him, well, shave your eyebrows too while you're at it.
Well, you can't get the seal with the stupid mask. That's the whole thing.
But who's going to make you wear a mask at work?
No.
Don't those masks not work?
That's what everybody thinks.
No, that's true.
They do work.
No, they don't.
That's what everybody thinks.
They don't work. They're one-way valves, and yeah. It's the wrong way.
It's to prevent you from spreading it.
Right.
Not from getting it.
Unless you have a full respirator mask, which no one has.
So like those goth kids that are doing the dances?
Yeah, pretty much.
All these celebrities that are posting videos in their masks now. I'm safe.
I hope they get infected first.
I was able to afford this mask on Amazon in the mask $5,000 section.
Although I am kind of surprised that it hasn't caught fire in any of the homeless population, though.
Probably has, just not been
They're not getting tested.
Well, that's true.
They're just going to die in the corner.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to that guy? Corona? Oh, he drank himself to death. No. Yeah, I don't know, man. Going to the Killswitch concert next Friday. I'm like,
are you?
I know. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This sucks. I already have tickets to 2 Rangers games that I might not get to go to. Like, what the hell, dude? What the hell, bro? Whose idea was this? Wuhan Fisherman?
Well, I've heard if you just bleach your anus, you'll be fine.
Well, I mean, hopefully that it does what the flu does. And when the heat gets turned up, especially here in Texas, it's like, I'm going to go dormant until the winter, and then I'm going to come back and kill everybody again.
Because I'm way stronger.
Remember that time that I survived the heat of summer, and you didn't build an immunity? You're fucked now.
Yeah, no, that's another thing, too. Like, is this permanent? I mean, I guess, no, swine flu's still around. It's not as prevalent.
Right. Well, I mean, and once a person has it, they should build antibodies and should...
Well, I mean, just
build an immunity.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. And since everybody's gonna have this, then everybody should. Yeah. Damn. I wonder if it will come back every whatever winter or whatever. Here comes the coronavirus.
They'll call it something different to make everyone freak out.
Right.
Re-elect Trump, coronavirus 3.0.
It's a Trump virus. Oh, my God.
That's what Caitlin read, a thing that said there was a virus every election year. And then I'm like, yeah, but there's kind of a virus every year.
Well, election does happen in November, so.
True. But yeah, it was like swine flu. I had forgotten about one that happened up there in Canada. It was like this big circle.
Oh, the maple flu?
No. I can't remember what it was. SARS. No, yeah, maybe SARS.
Oh, with that really creepy guy from Resident Evil?
SARS.
That's STARS. Gotta add that T in there. Dang it, she said one, though, and I was like, oh, man, I remember that, but whatever. But, yeah, viruses everywhere.
Oh, God. Was that the bird flu? Did that ever come over here?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, look up the top 20 flus. Top 20 viruses. No, I don't even know. So, like, out of it, disappointed in all this business. Year-by-year viruses. I cannot, like I said, it was up there, and they was traveling. They put people on hold. Like, it got kind of crazy. Oh, second person cleared of HIV. That's what I got out of searching for year-by-year viruses.
Cool.
And that happened today.
Good for that person.
And it said, remains free of the virus 1 year later. Oh, yeah. It's Magic Johnson. That's weird.
Right. Really. Inject $1 million directly into the bloodstream.
Anyways, yeah, fuck it. But, yeah. Sucks. Everything that we talk about for the next months, Comic-Con's next. If that gets the plug pulled on it. It's in San Diego. California is like the death zone right now.
Right.
Yeah. You think it will?
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah.
Unless this just goes away. Or else by them not letting you go to Lakers games, you get better. That's so... I know that's the wrong thought process behind it, but it's like, hey, don't go to the Mavericks game. Oh, I guess we'll just gather a big group of friends at the house and watch it.
Yeah, everyone on one couch.
I was laughing about the shutting down of these colleges. Mm-hmm. You got 18 to 22-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You're shutting them out of school. You don't have to study right now while you get all this stuff done. What are they going to do? They're going to go party and go drink, hang out, share beers, whatever. They don't care. It's not killing them.
Right.
No. I remember when I was a teenager, I didn't give a shit about anything.
Have a huge influx in STDs.
Yep. So they're just going around with the coronavirus, just giving it to each other. They were safer on campus.
So it's a new meaning to, hey, do you want a corona?
Yeah. Ugh.
Which one?
I just thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, y'all are pushing the teenagers out into the real world. Y'all get out of here. Go to the adults. Go stay with your grandparents because you have no place else to go. And then granny dies because it's killing old people.
You know? Well, that's okay because you inherit the house now, so it's yours. When?
I think it just came over like next year's podcast murder mystery. Did this kid give his grandparents the coronavirus?
On purpose.
Tune in, listeners.
Hello, Fresh. I showed you that Family Guy thing.
Yeah,
is hilarious.
The blue apron. Yeah.
They're trying to do
it. I only have 3 minutes.
Trying to help her get out of jail. We're going to solve this crime as soon as we go through all the advertisements.
I bet you're not getting a lot of sleep right now, but I bet you would if you had a Casper mattress.
I love that. Oh, and I saw that live. I was like, oh, I was busted out laughing. I was like, hey, that's what my Locked On, I'm sure you listen to Locked On Mavericks. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly the same as mine. It is an ad like every 3 minutes. Yeah. And they're those ads.
Yeah.
So terrible.
And it's really funny because they produce their podcast in order to put commercials in. And then when they don't have a commercial, it's like, okay, and we're back.
Yep.
It's like, you just left for like 2 seconds.
Yep. The stupid office ladies do that too. Because I literally get ready to hit the fast forward button. Psh, we're back. I'm like, God damn it, rewind. Which... Oh, I'm not going to say anything about it, but I'm not loving one of the office. I'm not opening up that can of worms. It's not the best. It's all right. It's just annoying. It's cool. The backstory is really cool, but
yeah.
It's just like, you two annoy me. And today I discovered, like, I was doing something and I was listening to it. And then they were like, and that's the end. I was like, oh, I don't remember any of that at all. None of it. So it just went, whew. But yeah, it's whatever. They're just profiting off of a show they were in 20 years ago.
Right.
Just like all the offices now.
I mean, you know, running to the ground.
Kevin, as if they're not getting royalties out of the ass.
Yeah. Kevin on the drums, that commercial.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm about to do a Pistra basketball podcast.
I will distance myself from you. God. I don't know. I understand that. I don't know. I don't want to speak ill of loving where you came from. I just don't. It's like, all the people, you know, they're all sharing it like, woo. And I'm like, that was me.
You didn't even like basketball back then. What are you talking about?
You not repping your city, Jason?
Not my high school.
Yo, hood.
I had about 4 good things out of high school, and one of them sitting across from me.
Aw.
I love you.
We didn't even hang out in high school either.
Sort of. You took me home a lot. For Metallica.
That's true.
From what?
I gave him Metallica CD.
Nice.
Because I didn't have any money because I was a teenager. Oh, Sharpay. So I'm going to talk about this first beer here that Rody gave me. It is called Juicy Bingo. Oh, man. It's from Wild Acre Brewing. This is their rotating hazy IPA series, 7.8. It was effing delicious, by the way. I like how it says Go Texan on the can. Look at this can. It's pretty cool, Chris. It's got the old, 70s throwback or 60s? Nice, what do you think?
That's like out of that 70s show.
Yeah, so 70s.
That's awesome.
And it does look like a marijuana leaf there in the... Oh. It's not, folks. It's a hop. Don't call the police.
Was it juicy?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually really good, man. Actually really enjoyed that. And knowing Wild Acre the way I do, that was probably a 6-pack for $11. I have to ask Rody when he gets back, but I think it was a 6-pack for $11. Wild Acre has pretty decent pricing. And you can pretty much get them all the way around Texas pretty easily. You don't have to hope, cross your fingers on the
line. What else is good from there?
They have a regular double IPA that's really good. Double Tarantula Hawk. Yeah, Tarantula Hawk.
Oh, Tarantula Hawk's from that. Yeah, that's, that one's a good one, too.
Their regular and the double are both good. And then, man, they have a blonde that's all right. They have other... they're all decent. None of them are, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to call everybody and tell them about this.
Yeah.
But they're all decent. This is really good, though.
Do they have a seltzer?
I don't think they do yet.
God, I hope not.
No, this is really good. I like this.
No, I'm definitely a fan of this. And this was canned on... January 31st, so.
Would it run you about $11?
You know, I forget.
That was my guess. So I'm going to assume that I'm correct. Most of their stuff that's over 6% goes up in the 10-plus range.
But it was also a 6-pack, so.
Yep, it's good.
Cool. Wow.
I like it. That's what I said. They're available everywhere. They're good. We talked about the 70s logo here, too. It's pretty cool looking.
Question is, Rody, would you spill it?
God damn it.
Give me 5 more minutes and we'll find out.
Ooh, real ale. What's with the... Were you in like a hippie mood? Like a... What kind of mood were you in when you picked these locos?
Well,
look, Chris, look at this.
Wild Acre had a double IPA, and that's what I initially picked up.
Yeah.
But it didn't have a date on it. And then I saw that after the fact, and I was like, well, I'm going to get this instead.
Yeah, I know. This is good. It was funny because they're both so colorful.
Yeah.
I guess they're going with a season. Spring!
Which, by the way, is, you know, what was it, 85 today, and we're still in winter?
Is it still winter, technically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit, didn't know that.
Yeah, I think towards the end of the month is when it turns into spring.
It was really warm today here in K-Halls.
It was right at 80, wasn't it?
86.
Yeah, it was like 86.
You got up to 86?
Yeah. No,
tomorrow's 88 or 87.
Jesus, time to do some work outside.
It's supposed to be raining tomorrow.
Okay, not work outside.
Just ask Google. Okay, Google, what's the weather tomorrow? She'll tell us.
In Fort Worth tomorrow, 6 and a low of 63.
Oh. Okay, Google, what time's it gonna rain? Yeah.
It gonna rain.
Did I break it by touching it?
Yeah, you stopped it when you touch it.
You son of a bitch.
I need to put a mic on there one day. We'll do that. It'll be fun. But yeah, no. Good times. Rain. Rain. Supposedly you have to wait till it rains to weed anyways. To pull weeds, it's much easier. I've been trying to do that. I'm spending 30 minutes a day on it, and then I hurt myself, so.
So you bought a utensil.
I'm apparently not made to bend over and pull weeds for 45 minutes.
Well, you're also old now, so.
I was like, holy shit, growing and everything hurt. Go lay down and cry about
it. When's the last time you stretched?
Yeah, that's a problem. yoga.
Maybe you should stretch before you pull weeds.
I want to take yoga so bad. It's just, as you know, there's not much time when you have a little one. And a job.
They have videos for that.
That's true. I'll just put an iPad in his crib and I'll FaceTime it. Hey, I'm here. Daddy loves you. Bye. Never forget me. No, I really do though. I want to do yoga.
Do downward dog with daddy.
Oh, no, never mind. Now I see what you meant. That is very doable. Now I'm just lazy. I don't want to do that, Rody. I need the instructor to push me. Plus, I need the yoga pants, you know. I need the yoga pants.
We'll just wear Caitlin's.
And do regular yoga or hot yoga?
You got to work into hot yoga.
I just want to get loose. Just
straight off the bat, right off the street.
I've heard it does wonders for your stress and it does wonders for your back pain and all that stuff. And I want to get involved in all that.
Right.
Because that's what I need less of, back pain and stress. Oh, shite. So I don't have to worry about getting pops anymore. Spent a lot of time worrying about that. It was so funny. That last Saturday, I went to pick up that Dwight because the Walmart app was like, it's in stock over here. Drove 30 minutes to a Walmart.
And it was gone.
Them motherfuckers said, you can't buy that until Friday.
What?
Oh, it was on the shelf, too. Picked it up, walked up there to the self-checkout, scanned it. It said, you know, manager. So, going to get carded for this, I hope. She came over there. Oh, I can't sell that to you. I can get the manager. I was like, I'm going to scream. I was like, I should have just stole it. I should have just left $15 and took off.
Or just like scan another pop and just leave the other pop.
I was so mad. And I told her, I was like, I was like, it's on the app. And she goes, sorry. I was like, what the fuck do you care?
Right.
It's Walmart.
Right.
So, and of course you go on Reddit and it's Walmart. It's a store. It's a unit by unit decision.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
They're not supposed to, but most of them don't care because it's Walmart.
Right.
It's like, shut up, you stupid. And I bet they're gone now. I bet if I went back there when it's time,
right,
they'll be like, no, the manager decided to let them go.
Right.
So, but it doesn't matter because that con where they were going to release them all,
mm-hmm,
canceled, of course.
Right.
So now they're going to release the con versions, which I've never had. None of us have ever had one or seen it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to release them online on Friday.
Really?
So I'm going to, fingers crossed, I'm going to try to get a con version.
At what point does production cease for all of those?
Never. They lie, little sly dogs. Told you we talked about it last week, some of the exclusives are in the
stores. Oh, I meant since they're all made in China.
Oh. Are they made in China?
I'm sure they are.
I don't know. Production's not going to cease. China is owned by a dictator. I don't think you get to stop working if you got the coronavirus. No, I don't think the dictators let you decide when you don't feel like working. I need profit. You do work. We good with that? Nope. Okay, kill him.
I'm going to go back to my hot tub.
Yeah, cut his head off. Do you feel like making toys now? I'm so sorry. Yeah, you did.
He did.
As I was telling, because Trump was going to declare a state of emergency, I was like, ooh, the election's about to get canceled. It's like, I know where this is going.
No debates.
Yeah. Automatically, Trump wins. I don't really care anymore. Did you see that this is funny. Like, people that don't pay attention, he wants to get rid of payroll tax,
mm-hmm,
until the election's over.
Oh. Oh, that's very convenient.
And supposedly, like, I try to get deep into it, but I really didn't care that much. But supposedly, after that, our payroll tax is going up.
Oh, gotcha. To make up for it.
And no one really knows. No, it's going up no matter what.
Oh, okay.
But if he drops it now and then it goes up, it's like, hey, but you had 6 months of freedom.
You had 6 months to
soak it up.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm neither confirmed. You know, who knows where the true sources are to look that stuff up?
Right.
I don't. It's not CNN or MSNBC or Fox News.
Right. Everyone's got their agenda.
You get more honest American news on Al Jazeera. Right. Because they're impartial third parties. Until they're like, hey, Americans suck, we hate you.
Right.
Then it's not so impartial.
Or TMZ.
There's the real source right there.
TMZ. Hey, yeah, they break everything. They broke the Paul Walker, the
Kobe.
They break it all. I love it. That's why when my dad called and told me about Kobe, I was like, it's not true. And first place I went was TMZ. I was like, oh my God, it's true. And then people were like, no, TMZ doesn't tell the truth. And I was like, oh, you know who you're talking about.
They pay for the truth.
Yeah. And that's, I guess that's what happened. They got permission supposedly to leak it. So people were all angry, but I'm like, hey, they did what they're supposed to do, I guess. I guess, but yep. New music. You play a...
No, I didn't like anything.
I didn't listen
to Except for the Dixie Chicks.
Because I didn't listen to anything really new this week or anything that I liked either. I got a lot of new bands, but nothing stood out like, oh my gosh. There's no Five Finger Death Punch for me to listen to.
Son of a bitch.
Sad and day.
What we got a... Last week we had an exclusive... Oh, the Bush song, yeah. I didn't even listen to that.
That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
I need to go back and... I tried. I put it on Bush. Like, you was like, hey, listen to Bush. And it was just so...
Yeah, it's very melancholy.
Like, I need a beat. I'm on speed here. I need something to go. Go, go! I gotta fill out these spreadsheets as fast as I can.
And 90s grunge music is not cutting it.
Nope. Need some drum beats. I just keep going back to Norma Jean right now. I can't get out of that mess right now. I don't know why either. They're just so good. And their songs are very, like, it's not very formulated. They're all crazy. And they're all different. Like, you'll go to one song that's, like, crazy, fast beats. And the next one's kind of Deftone-ish. And then the next one is totally different. Mm-hmm. Songs that don't even have choruses. I'm like, how do you do this? Or that one song that does nothing but craziness. And then it just stops. And the drums are like, dun 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 dun. Dun dun, like bringing a knife to a gunfight. It's like, where did this come from? Anyways, I just like Norma Jean. I wish I should have went to that house party thing. Missed out on that. They did a house party tour.
Really?
Came to Denton. It was like $15, and it was at somebody's house.
What?
And I had the ticket in the basket. I was like, but do I really want to go by myself? And I knew I wouldn't be able to talk anybody into that, but. I ended up not doing it. I should have. But and then I saw the videos from it, and it was like in our house in the living room, 60 people, that's about it.
Wow.
Watching Norma Jean play.
Nice.
It's like, damn, but, man.
But they all have the coronavirus now, so. Yes.
And it didn't sound that great, but who cares? That was the real butt
of it. Yeah, I would imagine the acoustics in a house probably aren't great.
Nope, but still, like, they all got to hang out with the band afterwards and stuff, too. But I guess I'm kind of over that, though. Hey, man, I haven't met you before. But yeah, I wish I would have went to that. Nothing really to report on the music stuff. We should. I don't know if is music going to not be released because of the coronavirus, too. All these movies, they're like, November. I wonder if Black Widow is going to get pushed. That's the big one, dude.
Depends on how many people are dead in China.
Yeah, Mulan. Disney's sweating. I'm like, shut up. You make $1 billion every hour. What are you sweating about?
Yeah. So are they really thinking about pushing back Black Widow?
Well, we don't know yet. They pushed back James Bond and like two other movies got pushed because they want the box office money.
Well, isn't Black Widow already finished?
Yeah, they're pushing it back because people in China can't go to the movies right now.
Oh, yeah.
And because people in Italy can't leave their house right now. They're not allowed to.
Right.
But they're getting their mortgage paid for.
Under penalty of death.
That's some fuck crazy stuff. It's like America would never pay your mortgage. They would charge you double. Oh, you don't have a job? Pay double. Italy is... The country is paying the people's mortgage. How responsible. And Walmart's like, if you can bring us the piece of strip paper that says you have coronavirus, we will give you 2 weeks off paid. You gotta bring us the proof. Cough in my face. Because I want 2 weeks off too. And that's what I was telling Caitlin though. I was like, the CD Hardnet, the people would try to get sick because they wanted a week off.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's what's gonna happen with that.
Right.
Walmart's like, hey, we'll give you 2 weeks off. Give me. People are like swimming in the coronavirus. Like Dwight licking your sandwich.
Bridget Nielsen said that if she got paid, she would definitely get contracted with a.
Well, isn't that that scientist group over in England that's giving people $5,000 to get infected with the coronavirus?
So they can run tests, I guess?
Yeah, so they can run tests on them. They get $5,000 for like 2 weeks.
Man, I was wondering about that, the AIDS vaccine that they were testing. I'm like, so are you giving people AIDS? Oh, it didn't work. You have AIDS. Sorry. And just walk off. It's like, what? At least the coronavirus. Like, oh, give it a week. You'll be all right. But it's like, oh, the AIDS virus. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. Like, who volunteers for that?
You're definitely going to die.
Let me volunteer to check out this deadly vaccine.
Yeah.
That's real. There was a vaccine and it failed. I did not get deeper into it because I was like, man, that sounds like some human rights stuff right there.
I'm sure there's people that were already infected.
Oh, well, how can they test the vaccine then?
Super AIDS.
Because that vaccine, they give you the flu, so that way when you run into somebody with the flu, you don't get it. So this is like an AIDS vaccine.
Oh, it was an actual vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, top that in real quick, Chris, so I can make sure I'm not...
AIDS vaccine.
Yeah. That way my boss knows what I'm looking up on the computer.
Gonorrhea syphilis AIDS.
AIDS vaccine. Like, Jason, are you up to some bad stuff? No, I'm not. Just podcasting about AIDS vaccine. So, yeah, it was an AIDS vaccine failure, I guess. Try that and see if it says. Anyways, I just want to make sure I was correct. Another HIV vaccine strategy fails.
On large study scale.
Yep, see? Anyways. Huh. Yeah, look, there's that patient that has AIDS now.
And Krikoria.
Although, now that I know those pictures aren't real, since Jeff and all of Luck was posted, did you see that? Was posted on the coronavirus thing?
No.
WFFA, or no, Fort Worth Star Telegram used a picture from Luck's chili cook-off. It was like, the coronavirus is invading Fort Worth. And it was all the people from Luck. Jeff was like, thank God the restaurant's closed because our business would be gone.
Holy shit.
He was mad, which he should be.
Yeah.
Like, there's the coronavirus people at Luck. Get them.
Wow.
Pitchforks. Yeah. Anyways.
Always trust anything you see on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Immediately.
Don't question.
Your research is wasted. Time wasted, my friends. Time wasted. I don't think you should even try it. You guys watch anything cool lately?
Started watching The Outsider.
Oh, yeah. You said something about that.
It's pretty good so far.
What's that on?
HBO. It's a Stephen King book.
I was about to say, that sounds familiar.
Probably The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
With all the greasers.
Like?
Grease. Like all the motorcycle dudes.
Yeah, motorcycle. That's all I was looking for. Is it like a scary one?
Well,
I guess it's Stephen King.
So the first, like, I don't know, within the first four episodes, it's just kind of creepy. But I imagine as you keep going, it'll probably get more intense.
You still watching, was it Marco Polo?
They canceled that, didn't they?
Yeah. Cancel everything. We finished that stupid choir thing that I was telling you about.
Oh, you actually finished it?
I did finish Altered Carbon.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Dig it?
Meh.
Oh, take that, Anthony Mackie.
Meh.
You'll never get out of your Marvel typecast.
Meh.
No. No. I bet there's going to be a remake of Enemy of the State where Will Smith and Gene Hackman are... Run away from the, and Anthony Mackie's going to be cast in it. I don't know why. I just feel that. Feels like he would be perfect for that.
Right.
Running from the government.
Enemy of the State 2. Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit. I've been watching the new season of Castlevania.
I just finished it, yeah.
I like that cartoon.
That's pretty good.
It's unfortunate Caitlin doesn't like it, so that means I don't get to watch it unless I'm alone. So I don't know.
Although I felt like it was very anime-y because nothing really happened.
Is there a 45-minute battle in the air?
There's not, but there's like three different story arcs, so they were able to kind of like slow play a lot of stuff.
Dracula's in this one?
No. Briefly.
Briefly. Oh, spoiler alert, Chris.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Rhodey.
Briefly. No, he's in it.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Surprise.
Well, it had to be a flashback.
Surprise, mother... Yeah, I need to watch. I do need to watch it.
It's not a flashback.
Oh, Dracula's back and he's begging your mom.
Dracula's in hell. They find him.
Dude, I'm literally halfway through the fucking season.
But you don't know how they find him.
I didn't share it with you, but the Scorpion's Revenge that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it has a Red Band trailer now.
Yeah, we watched that. Did you watch that?
I haven't yet.
It was gory.
Was it?
Yeah.
This is the movie?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Good Lord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
It looked good. I liked it a lot.
This is one with Michael Keaton as Sub-Zero?
No. that'd be the worst casting ever. What can he do now? Like, the only thing he got casted in was the Vulture, and he's not even... He's all right. I mean, what does it... Birdman?
Burt Macklin.
Everybody's like, we want one more ride with Tim Burton and Michael Keaton. I'm like, shut up.
Who? Nobody wants that. Shut up.
Ugh. Bring back Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Right.
He creeps me out. That movie creeps me out. The second one.
I think it was the teeth.
The first one's not as creepy, but the second one is super creepy. It's
when
it
eats
dark.
That fish?
Yeah, everything about it.
Weird.
Christopher Walken's even creepy with his silver hair, and he's all slimy and does all the bad stuff, and the baby penguins carry his dead body, and Michelle Pfeiffer acts nuts.
Right.
She's like whipping him, and she's like, I got 8 more lives, and he's like shooting her. It's crazy, dude. The music's scary. Like, the music's actual scary. The movie's scary, and whenever the penguin takes over the Batmobile and drive to hell, it's all scary. I don't know. As a kid, I was scared of it. The first one wasn't that scary, but Jack Nicholson was trying to be funny, I guess.
Right.
But whatever. Batman. Yeah, there's been no movies. Oh, no movies.
Ooh, also have been watching Lego Masters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You digging it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm waiting. We're going to watch it. I just don't want to be... I think I'm going to binge it. We keep landing on something to... Oh, yeah. Little Dickie, we can talk about that. Did you watch it, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, both those episodes.
He's rapping about his wife's driving. Oh, God.
Wait, did you just post that?
Don't. Can you cut that part out? She texted him, drive with a question mark. Like, yeah, I went to work and tried to talk to two people about that show, and they were just looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Who?
I was like, the Earth? That video has 700 million views on YouTube. I love that song. And Leonardo DiCaprio says, this was like my favorite song ever. We love the Earth. It is our planet. You don't remember that one?
No, he can die. It's fine.
He can die. It's fine.
And of course, pillow talk. I'm just pillow talking with a... And then the cheap rap video he makes with no money with Fetty Wap, who I did not know has a glass eye.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he had glaucoma as a kid and lost one of his eyes.
Damn.
Yeah, he does good stuff, Little Dicky. But that show is hilarious. I liked it. And it's well acted. Even with him using the girl from that video.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Oh, that's the same girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. I was like, okay. She's all right. But his friend is hilarious. His black friend is so... I was like, oh, my God, I love this guy. He's like, you just using me to get in the studio? He's like, yeah, man, I got to do my thing. And then he's over there talking to that dude and his mom, I think it is.
Yeah.
It was, of course you would think I stole your shit. Your $10,000. God, yeah, I know I like the show a lot. And the next episode's playing right now. We need to quit this and go watch it. Hopefully it's two every time.
I thought they came out on Thursdays.
No, it comes out on Hulu on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
It's live on Wednesdays. But I don't know if you're allowed to watch it if you have the coronavirus or not. I'm not sure what the rules are. Is TV going to stop?
When's the next Jumanji coming out?
Gata, that's his name.
Oh, I did watch that. I did.
G-A-T-A.
Yeah.
I did watch the crappy new... It wasn't crappy. It's the same thing. It's right. The exact same thing. Except for Danny DeVito and Danny Glover were there now.
Right. So. As the Penguin and the guy from Saw.
No, he was the Murtaugh. It's Murtaugh and the Penguin. That'd be a much better movie. You gotta admit that. I'm too old for this shit.
All your great videos. Riggs! Mashups of random characters.
Riggs! God, when he's yelling like it's so stupid. Riggs! He's handcuffed to the toilet. No, he can't get off the toilet because the bomb in the toilet. So it's still until it forever. Lethal Weapon, folks. That's a reference.
Yeah, does anyone know what that is now?
Callback.
The fifth one's coming out next year, bro.
Thought it was the sixth one. Where are you at?
No, it's Lethal Weapon 5.
Oh, we don't count the TV series?
Oh, no. That show was stupid.
That was terrible.
Lethal Weapon 5. Mel Gibson's back. What else is he going to do? How come...
Talk bad about the Jews?
How come all these old action stars have their resurgence, but Mel Gibson has not?
Because he hates the Jews, and the Jews control Hollywood.
Look at Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, he's just fucking
he's
crazy.
Just an asshole.
Yeah, supposedly. I wonder if he's going to... Nope.
He's just a bad person.
Yeah. Got the AIDS virus, too. Him and Magic Johnson can be buddies.
Mm.
Share stories.
Redo Hot Shots.
Ooh. Part due.
Part due.
Yep. Oh, God. But, yeah, I've had the new Rambo. I just don't want to watch it. I have access to a lot of these new movies. Like, what's the one with all the murder mystery, and it's got all the actors in it? Chris Evans is in it. And all
something Knives, Sharp Knives. Yeah, or
some shit.
Knives Out.
Sitting there, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. Just keep skipping. But I want to watch it. I don't know. It's been weird lately. Because FX is on Hulu now, as y'all know.
And that's saying a lot, because I watched Snowpiercer.
That movie was actually pretty good.
Now it's a show.
What?
Mm-hmm. Snowpiercer show? Apparently, because isn't that train like the gateway between heaven and hell or something? Something fancy? Something fancy like that? Right?
Oh, you fancy, huh?
I don't know, but whatever. They're making a series out of it. And Chris Evans is not going to be in it. You know what we forgot, Rody? We did not talk about the three breweries that we visited 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, we did a thing.
Yeah, for your birthday. We didn't talk about Manhattan Project.
Manhattan. Swanky.
And Celestial.
Celestial.
All badass breweries. Yeah, Manhattan Project was a little bit sophisticated in a good way.
Right.
It's like, man, next time I come on here, I'm going to wear my suit jacket. Fantastic.
Instead of my sweatsuit.
Fantastic IPAs, though. Whew. We knew those people. Well, know them. There's a difference between meeting somebody and knowing them, I guess. But we met them when they were at Division talking about opening their brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, cool. Wade was like, hey, here's a husband and wife brew team. It's like, hey, y'all are cool. I wish I knew more about brewing. I know about beer, but I don't know anything about brewing.
Right.
No, but I'm glad you picked that place out.
Yeah, it was
really nice.
Yeah. Ooh, clean, beautiful. Patio with fake grass. I like it.
Mm.
All the kids running around.
Reminds me of the Ranger Stadium.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll never be open. Too much coronavirus.
That's true.
There'll never be a game played in there.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Turf Field, it just harbors coronavirus.
You know what's worse? Like, all the people in the Mariner Stadium that were getting ready for the opening day.
Mm-hmm.
How much money they've spent, how much load that place up, and the Mariners probably only sell out 4 games a year, and this is one of them.
Right.
And now they're not going to have that.
That's true.
It's like, oh! Same for the Rangers. That's pretty much the only game the Rangers sell out all year, unless they're in the playoffs, and right. Even that's not sold out. It's the only way we can pay Joey's salary is this game.
Right.
So we have to have it. But I'm like, man... Ah, man.
Just, so they're just playing to an audience of no one?
No, they're not going to play in Seattle at all. They're moving it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they don't even know where yet. I'm like, just keep it in Sunrise. Just keep all the teams in Sunrise, Arizona, and play baseball. Care. Or just give everybody, like, draw for records, and then we can start halfway in the season.
Hey, that'd be nice.
You're 50 and 50. You're 22
draw
and 10.
For records. Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's go.
Good luck.
Shortened baseball season. All those dudes can actually hang out with their families for once. Because they, like, don't have any time off, hardly.
Nope.
And they travel and don't come back for a month. It's like, oh, cool. Gonna spend 5 nights in Seattle. Oh, I can't imagine, like, having to spend 5 nights in a hotel playing the same team.
Yep.
People so bored. It's like, oh, this is great. And then the guy in left field that catches 2 balls a game.
Right. That's why you wouldn't be a starting pitcher. Because you'd be like, okay, I pitched my game. I'm going to go fly to the next city. See y'all later.
What if they... Can they do it? Do they do that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because they want the pitcher to have a good night's rest, so they let them go early.
Good game today. Fly home. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to go to the strip club with Kawhi.
Load management.
Yep. Load management. Hold on. I got to dump a load at my load management strip club.
A load of cash.
Thank you. Yep. I was gonna clear that up. But no, Oak Cliff was pretty cool. Kind of reminded me of had a new main vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
The wood. Lots of wood.
Yep. I didn't realize it was next to the tram.
That was weird walking half a mile to get there. But no, I liked it. Beers were good. Bartender was cool.
Where's that place at?
Oak Cliff.
In D-Town. And then, of course, the other one.
By Travis Station? Wherever that is in Oak Cliff?
Celestial is phenomenal.
Good love stuff. Place.
Yeah, they do great stuff. Tiny, though. It's like, y'all need to expand already. Jesus Christ. No wonder why your beer is so hard to get.
Yeah, walked in on a birthday or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were cleaning it up. You guys can only make 10 cans a batch.
Right.
That's why you're so popular. No, I liked it. I liked it. I liked all three of them. That was awesome. We hadn't done that in a long time. But, yep. It was fun. Which, while we're on the subject of beer, this Real Ale, it's called Fresh Kicks Hazy IPA. It's got the shoes on there. It is a 6.6% beer, and I really, really enjoy it.
Excellent. I'm pretty happy about taking this five-pack back home.
It's one of those perfect get off work, drink one beer, and be happy with life.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, it's so much flavor. So hazy. It's got a lot of tropical.
So, God damn it, I got to cook dinner tonight? Okay, well, I'll just drink this beer.
And it's funny how much that we thought the hazy thing was a fad, but... I mean, but you can also have a tropical IPA that's not hazy. But I just like the flavor of the tropicals.
Mm.
Orange juice.
Woo, yep.
I'm having a good time. A little bit of bitter, some orange juice. I love it. But no, this is really good, actually. And I bet that was like $7. I'll pick that up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I won't, but because I can't.
No. If you see it.
Where'd you get it at, Roddy?
A
little wine?
No, Specs. Thank off you. Of East Chase.
Nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. I pre-ordered Doom. I'm excited. I did.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Is The Rock in this one?
Nope. Actually, just listened to We Hate Movies cover Doom, which is kind of funny that you mentioned that.
Nice.
It was alright. No, it's the PlayStation 4 game, the new one.
When's that coming out?
March 20th, the same day as Killswitch Engage. Which now nice. Might not be going to Killswitch.
Yeah, coronavirus or Doom?
Both. Because if I get the coronavirus, I get quarantined for 2 weeks.
That's true.
Play Doom for 2 weeks.
Win-win.
But then I'd have to work, too. I'm like, I'd have to work from home.
But then you'd actually, you know, have the flu and be miserable.
It's like, here's the thing. Company that I work for, I forgot my laptop. It's at work. Who's brave enough to bring it to me? Oh, no one?
Oh, that's too bad.
I guess I will play Doom for 3 days. No. Yeah, no. Ah, that quarantine stuff, that's nuts. I started thinking about it, though. I was like, what if they do decide to do that? What if you don't have any food? It's like, okay, y'all can't leave your house anymore right now. I'm like, what am I going to eat?
You dead.
Yeah, it's like, damn.
Hope you know how to ration.
Connor, we did all of my rations.
Be like peanut butter.
Yeah, well, peanut butter and beans. That's what Mom said. She went to the store 2 days ago or today.
Mm-hmm.
No beans. All the dried beans gone. Because, you know, they last forever.
Get out of here.
Like, yeah, exactly. People are nuts, man. No toilet paper either in Weatherford.
Right.
Toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
You only got toilet paper if you had a gun.
The Mavericks are giving out hand sanitizer at the game, Chris. You're good. Go to the game tonight.
Really?
Yeah, right now.
Nice.
So crazy. You're sitting next to somebody. You're stuck to them. Like, your arms are touching, but your hands are clean. Finger gun.
Yeah.
Ding. Oh, your shoulder. Not so much, but.
Be like, do you have your asshole bleached?
You'll be all right.
That's true.
You did say
fair
that.
Fair question.
You did say that. It's hard to say. Like, are they overreacting to this? Probably a little bit. But are you supposed to overreact to this? Probably a little bit. I don't remember the swine flu being this bad.
No, I had it.
Yeah, I had it. I still cannot remember what that stupid flu was that was up north. I just remember it was on the border and all that stuff, and it was crazy. Wasn't scarlet, bird flu, swine flu. I'm trying to think of, well, the Ebola last year. You were almost involved in that because it was one of the hospitals, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was.
And that'll actually kill you.
Kill everybody, yeah. It doesn't spare the youth. It's like, oh, you're a human being, death. They contain that pretty quickly, but that's harder to catch, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's quite as...
Contagious.
Contagious.
Yeah, this thing, it's like, if you stare at somebody long enough, oh, I got corona.
Oh, y'all had eye contact. Corona.
Damn. Yeah, that's so freaky, isn't it?
Isn't it because, like, the incubation period is so long?
Yeah, that you can't tell when people have symptoms?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, they're saying that kids, young adults, might not have symptoms at all, ever.
So yeah, I heard that kids, like, won't get it.
Yeah.
They're immune.
For the most part, yeah. So, Connor, I wouldn't have to worry too much about little Connor.
Seems like a designer drug.
That's what, some people are saying that's what that stuff is that...
So get rid of all the Republicans.
Yeah, it's...
Get rid of all the boomers.
Go on Reddit, you'll find a whole thing about it's biologically engineered.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to the Bush administration calling for the towers to come down.
Yeah, the Clinton's killing everybody.
Yep.
And Trump's the one that made the virus. I'm like, God bless. Come on now. Come on now, bruh. Anyways.
You laugh, but if it's actually true, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
We have to wait for it to be declassified, Chris.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we'll never know. What's that new movie, Jason, that's coming out? I think it's on Friday, like Hunt or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the one that Trump tried to get shut down.
Yeah, I do want to watch that. I won't get to it until it's on video, but I like anything that's super violent.
Hell yeah.
It's got Hillary Swank in it because she's hot. I was on the hot team in The Office.
It isn't the girl from Glow on there, too?
Yeah, she's the
blonde girl.
She's the main star, I believe.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other people in there, too, because they die quickly. It's one of those things where you have celebrities in it because they die quick.
Right.
But, yeah, they all go. They hunt, like, Democrats / liberals or the other way around, Republicans. I don't know. They hunt one of those two on this land.
Like a most dangerous game type thing.
Yeah. It's like, okay. And it would probably be Republicans since Trump hated it so much. But I'm interested in it because the media said you can't watch this. I'm like, yes, I can.
That's the first thing I want to watch.
I'm going to find a pirated copy right now. Like that Hillary Swank.
But The Hunt, yeah.
The Hunt. Yeah, you were right.
Yeah.
That comes out this Friday?
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day, all that stuff shut down.
They're not going to...
No parade.
Make the rivers green.
No parade. No nothing. It'll be green with the blood of the unicorns or the leprechauns that have died from the coronavirus. Jesus Christ, that was way too long for a joke. That was terrible. I'll take it. I'll take my lumps and go home. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be the first NBA game ever with no fans. I still cannot wait to... You can hear everybody on the court talking. Hey, you piece of shit. Hope you hear it all clear. Oh, it'd be so funny. Like, I want to see a fight now because you'll be able to hear them.
Bunch of N-bombs going on.
Your mom's a bitch.
Yeah.
And the broadcasters, like, just stop talking. They're like, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Take the sound off the court.
And you're going to hear that because I watched part of that baseball game just to remember what it was like. And you could hear every catch and throw. It's just like... You're going to hear that ball hit the ground. It's going to be like, boom, boom. The dribbles are going to be so loud.
It's all the squeaking of the shoes.
Yeah. they better make some changes to the way they're capturing the sound. But then if there's no sound, and it's just the announcers talking.
Oh, super weird.
Because they've got those mics turned up so loud, you know, to combat the crowd noise, and it's going to be funny.
We'll fix it in post.
Imagine being the director right now. Imagine being the director right now, having to figure all that out.
Put sneaker noises.
That's what I thought. I was like, well, you could pipe crowd noise into the feed, but then I'm like, but what if you the wrong crowd noise? Like, they go for a shot and you're like, boo. Because you don't know. Because you'd have to be a step ahead of it. And you can't really be a step ahead.
Right.
Of it.
You'd have to do like a 20 second delay or something like that.
Whew. That would be terrible. And then that person has to watch the delay. No, they have to watch it live and then look at the delay when it's coming up and adjust the crowd noise. Oh, happy crowd noise. Sad crowd noise. Yeah, it's going to be weird. And I cannot believe the whole NCAA tournament. I cannot believe that. Like I said, that's mind blowing. Mm-hmm. I also can't believe the Revolver Brewing's not having tours anymore. Thanks, Revolver. Way to be pioneers. Miller Lite's like, no lawsuits for us. That's what that is. Has to be. I don't know. Come out here in Grand Prairie. Give us all the virus. Or it's the new place, too. And because that was supposed to open.
Yep.
Not so much anymore. Anyways. Yeah. So you guys out there, don't get the virus. Wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Minimum.
Did you see my meme today? Did pretty well. I actually made that, too.
Nice. Awesome.
Oh, you actually made that?
Yeah, that was nice. Me. It was all me. I make a lot of those Joe memes. There's a lot that I can't post. Some of them are hilarious. That dude's hilarious. I mean, I would never do that stuff. And what he's doing is completely wrong, but I appreciate his character. I love you so much. I'm going to make you mine by stalking you. I get that. How do you think I got Caitlin?
Telling her you were a vampire?
That's true. Anyways. But no, yeah, I made that meme and I was like, oh, I need to go post this on Reddit. But it's too hard to post on Reddit because you got to go post it on Imgur and then share it on Reddit. Because you can't just post directly to Reddit. Unless it's a new jig. That's the only thing that's allowed to be posted on Reddit.
Of course.
Because they will shut you down so hard if you post something else. What is this crap downvote? Get it out of here. Anyways.
Was this the formula for the cure for coronavirus?
Yep.
Screw that.
Yep. Don't want that. We need boobs. Need boobs. More boobs. But yeah, we've got huge stuff coming up. If you guys are wondering why we're so boring and slow today, no. We've got next week, we've got David and Amanda coming on to talk about Entrepreneur. I don't know how deep. I don't know.
It's a whole podcast dedicated to Parks and Rec.
Need to ask, where are the limits here? What happened to New Main Brewing and all that? I'm sure they'll brush on some of it, but.
Give us the dirt.
Not the Motley Crue dirt.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Machine Gun Kelly. Hate you so much. No, yeah, the dirt is good. Yeah, we'll have to ask that. We'll have to talk to them. And then after that, the week after that, we are hanging out with our two buddies in Division.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I guess everything is coronavirus pending now.
Right.
Pending the coronavirus and what it allows me to do. I mean, if I can't start my car in the morning because it's sick, it's not my fault.
Right.
Call my boss. Hey, my car's got the coronavirus. That's not possible. Yeah, it is.
Every time your car won't start, a Corona gets its lime.
Approve it.
I just poured this Corona beer into the gas tank and now it won't work. That's the virus, right?
That's how this works.
It's going to go leave Corona bottles all over people's yards and stuff and freak them out. Poor Corona, can't catch a break. Yeah, I would definitely think about changing my beer name right now if I was them. I'd like call it Beer Corona or something stupid like that.
Beerona.
Corona beer. Yeah, I'd be like, come on. Because once people get this in their head, it's hard to get it out.
That's true.
People will literally be at the grocery store and be like, oh, Corona. That reminds me of that disease.
That reminds me of that thing that killed my father.
Yeah, I don't want that. I'm going to get this right next to it. Carbock.
Summertime wheat.
Get it, folks, because they're both owned by non-craft breweries, and they both get shelf space. That's why it would be there.
And they have lots of ad space on radio.
Uh-huh. That's why. Anyways. Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, fuck you, Chris. I didn't spill a damn thing.
Damn it.
We only had two beers.
Had the over-under on that.
Yep. Should have went for it. But yeah, big things ahead. We got really big shows. We got to actually prepare for some of this business. Yeah. So, stay safe, folks. Especially you, Rudy.
I'm going out mouth open.
Good. goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be.